So, you know, we try to resolve, but sometimes we relapse. So how can we make the right action or habit instead of something which you have to requires conscious work? Yeah. There are two distinct aspects in this. Suppose, say, on one side I have sugar candy, on the other side I have carrot, and I am hungry. Now, I may tell you, no, the healthy food is carrot, take that. But the tasty food is, oh, the sugar candy, enjoy it. So for us, at the first level, at least I have to understand that this carrot is healthy and this is, although this is maybe tasty, this is more healthy. But what happens, the taste itself, this is much more tasty. So for us, we have, okay, this is one choice, this is one choice. So often the lower choices appear to be the tastier choices. And even the higher choices are healthier, they require a lot of willpower to go through. But the process of Bhakti Yoga helps make the healthier choice also the tastier choice. How does that happen? It happens because we connect with Krishna. Krishna is Sarva Akarshiti Iti Krishna. He is the all-attractive source of everything. So the Bhagavad Gita says in 10.41, you can sit. Allow me to stand. So the Bhagavad Gita says in 10.41 that Yad Yad Vibhuti Matsatvam Shrimadurjitamevava Tattadevavagachatvam Mamatejo Amshasambhava. It says that whatever is attractive in this world, its attractiveness reflects a spark of Krishna's supreme attractiveness. That means that somebody looks very beautiful, something tastes very delicious, something is very intellectually stimulating, something is very adventurous. All these things, they have their appeal. But their appeal is a reflection of God's supreme appeal. So that's how the people who look very good, they look good, but that beauty, it's temporary. It is there for a few years. After that it goes. But that beauty is meant to remind us of the supreme spiritual beauty. Some people are brilliant intelligent, but that intelligence is also there for a few years, few decades. But afterwards, it's no longer there. So everything attractive in this world, the Bhakti, the Bhagavad Gita's philosophy helps us to connect with their source. So when I see, okay, this is carrot and this is sugar candy, I feel this is what I have to eat, but I would prefer to eat this. And this is how, for us, initially, even the process of spiritual growth and self-improvement will appear. You know, okay, this is I know I have to do it, but it's not so attractive. But as we infuse ourselves with a mood of devotion, as we purify ourselves by the practice of bhakti, our tastes themselves change. We start seeing that the healthier course of option, our course of action, is also the tastier course of action. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Param Drishtva Nivartate. When we get the higher taste, when we can experience the higher happiness to be higher, then the struggle to give up the lower ceases. So determination is the first step. But determination plus devotion leads to purification. Determination means, no, I feel like doing it, but I'll do this. When I couple this with devotion, then purification means that taste itself changes. I start liking this. So basically, another example we could give for this is a floor. The floor is inclined in a particular way. As soon as the water falls, it will flow in this direction. Now, I can push the water in that other direction, but it will require a lot of force. If I want the water to flow in that direction naturally, I have to reconstruct the floor so that it becomes inclined in that way. So the process of devotion, it is initially the process of redirection. Initially, we require willpower. Push. No, I feel like doing this, but I will do this with determination. But by doing this, by pushing the water in this direction, by pushing our thoughts and actions in the direction of Krishna and service to Krishna, the floor itself will get reconstructed. When the floor is reconstructed, then we go beyond relapse, because that we already got a higher taste. The taste itself doesn't remain. So without that, there is always the potential for relapse. And in today's world where there are so many temptations, it's not the potential, it's quite a probability of relapse. So we need determination, but we also need purification. And that purification happens through devotion. Does that answer your question? Thank you.